It's 7:45, I'm Anthony Moreno. It appears the environmental review of increased military flights in the Gila National Forest may take longer than expected. Ross Brown reports.
Opponents of a U.S. Air Force plan to expand its flyover zone over the Gila National Forest will likely wait months longer for a draft environmental statement. Public comment is being taken during a scoping process by the Air Force under the National Environmental Policy Act. Residents of Silver City and Grant County were not included in public meetings last year, and some worried that it seemed the flights already had begun. Since then, retired Air Force Colonel Susan Beck, also a Silver City resident, has stepped in to get as much information as possible from the Air Force and bring it back to community leaders and residents.
One of the things to know is that whereas we thought the draft environmental impact statement would be coming out this fall, we've just been told that it may be on at least a three-month delay.
Beck adds that she was assured the state's Holloman Air Force Base is not currently conducting flyovers of the Gila area. Comments about the proposed expanded flyover zone can be submitted at HollomanAFBAirspaceEIS.com. Silver City officials worry any expanded airspace could have negative impacts on the town's tourism economy, visitors' experience at the Gila National Forest, and on Native American ruins, including the Gila Cliff Dwellings. Beck is encouraging New Mexico residents to educate the Air Force about what exists in the southwestern part of the state.
Let's give the Air Force all the information they need, and possibly the Air Force may decide that this is not the right place to do training. So we know they need to do training, but this may not be the place for it.
The Air Force is considering two alternatives to expand its military operations area in New Mexico. The first would expand an existing area near Carlsbad. The second alternative would modify the Silver City location or create a new, larger area there with the size to be determined later. Public meetings, not likely before 2019, will be held after the draft environmental impact statement is released. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Many have expressed dismay over the near complete rejection of asylum cases in El Paso. Some thoughts on this from commentator Peter Goodman.
We always say Nazis should have said no to commands from a vicious dictatorship. But how do we treat someone who has sufficient conviction and guts to say no to a dictator the U.S. abhors? Venezuela has become a crazy dictatorship. The OAS accuses the Maduro regime of, quote, crimes against humanity. The U.S. calls the dictatorship, quote, a failed state, unquote, and is considering stronger sanctions. Aligna Ramon Tijera Moreno was a first lieutenant in the Venezuelan army. He agreed that the Maduro regime was a dictatorship destroying its people. He tried to resign from the army. He got punished physically and psychologically. In September 2016, he fled to the U.S., a bastion of freedom and a strong opponent of the regime he was resisting. He didn't sneak in. He presented himself to Border Patrol at a port of entry. He figured he'd get a fair hearing, maybe get asylum, and at worst get help relocating. He was wrong. The rate of denials of asylum cases in El Paso, 95%, is one of the nation's highest. Alegner didn't expect a friend like the U.S. to imprison him in bad conditions. He didn't expect the asylum hearing judge and the prosecutor to say he should go back to Venezuela, face desertion charges, and be tortured. A new law there lets them jail someone 10 to 20 years just for his political opinions. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees and the OAS Human Rights Arm have stated no one should be involuntarily repatriated to Venezuela. Alegner appealed. Even so, ICE tried to deport him. ICE said, "We don't want you here." And at the airport, they stopped short of deporting him only because his lawyer brought proof of his pending appeal. Alegner remains in jail, scared and uncertain. I can't say how his appeal should come out, but under our laws and traditions, Alegner deserves to be heard. Why are we treating him so badly when he's resisting a dictatorship we say he should resist? The law and simple humanitarian values would suggest treating Alegner better and at least trying to help him resettle elsewhere if his asylum appeal is denied. Our treaties regarding refugees may legally require us to treat him better. Logically, he doesn't deserve to be in jail, since he did not even enter the country illegally. Add to that the fact that our government purports to be against the Maduro regime and has even said it won't recognize the results of a recent sham election. ICE won't tell me what it's thinking, but one quick guess is that the ethos within ICE, to which Mr. Trump's regime is one contributing factor, is so mindlessly, almost viciously anti-immigrant that no one stops to make a reasoned decision, even a weakly reasoned one. So a man rots in jail for doing what we think is right. Please, guys, not in our name.
Peter Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.